Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to the National Obsession, a National League and National League South and North football podcast, John.
It is.
With me, Charlie Baker, John Cadogan, who loves... not yet, John. It's not official yet.
Isn't it?
Not officially dead.
Okay, we're not officially dead, but as near as...
If we win 3-1...
We've gone into cardiac arrest.
If we win 3-1 and Maynard lose 4-0, do we stay up? Imagine if we win 7-1, John.
Yes, that's one goal short.
If we win 7-1, and this season, what would happen is we'd be 7-0 up, and in the 91st minute, like Ali Omar would head
own
it. Own goal.
Ali!
Oh, no.
Ali's just put his foot through it.
That's
straight
the sort of
past
thing
Mark
this,
Halstead.
No! Sort of thing that would happen this season. Unbelievable.
I'm starting to think we're cursed.
Not cursed. I think we've just had a...
We've been shit.
It's not been good, John. We've tried to stay positive the whole season. I've tried to stay like, it's going to be fine. We're going to get out of it. But that 5-1 last week did us in. That was a real shame, wasn't it?
Yeah. I think that was probably curtains, wasn't it?
That was the moment, wasn't it? Just lose 1-0.
I think it's the heroic one-goal defeat.
Lose 1-0 and then win Saturday, and then that would have been fine.
We did nearly win.
We nearly won.
5 minutes to go, I thought, we're staying up.
We've been doing it.
And then it all went to...
I only listened to the second half on...
Okay.
Turned on and we scored.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, now I have to keep listening. And then it was just like, oh, no. Oh, God. God, it's tough, isn't it, John? It's really difficult to support this team. It's not because I will...
No,
always,
it is.
I will always support
really,
them.
Really, really difficult.
But to stand and just... Any lower league team, any non-league team, to be honest... To stand and then be your only team, not be a two-team Tony. Do you know, not to have two teams, one that's your glamour team that wins all the time and one, you know, to only have one team and just to have to accept that that is the result, whatever, you know, and that is it's difficult sometimes. But, you know, I do like football.
I'm rapidly going off it.
It's very hard to find any enthusiasm for... talking about it.
No. I was at Twickenham on Saturday.
Oh, that sounds a nice game.
Yeah, that was a different game.
Was it?
Quite enjoyable, actually.
What game did you watch, John?
Rugby.
Oh, yeah, I know it's rugby. I know. I've heard of Twickenham.
Yeah, that was this rugby. Was
rugby,
yeah.
Is it? Yeah. That sounds interesting.
Rugby football.
Rugby at Twickenham, yeah. Is it? What was the game?
It was
Harlequins.
Harlequins versus Bath.
Oh, yeah, two big teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that happened.
Yeah.
About 40 points.
Quite boring, though, isn't it?
The people were quite...
It's just quite boring,
rugby. Quite obnoxious.
Yeah.
Drunkards. Yeah. The really annoying.
The crowd are...
But I think I set a new record for the most number of times I've ever shaken my head walking from Twickenham Stadium because I'd had no signal.
Yeah.
And then I picked up, saw what had happened.
You just knew it.
A silent walk to Twickenham Station.
I was just like, it's unbelievable. We're not gonna do the last minute thing, and then we did the last minute thing. Yeah. Can't see a 7-goal swing, John. Can you? What's the best that can happen? You know, look, if Wrexham can't be bothered and we win 2-0.
It would be very Torquay United to win the game. Let's be honest.
Yeah. To win the game 2-0, 2-1.
But not by enough.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if we won, but by a couple of goals.
I would be very surprised if we won the game. They're gonna be true super pros, aren't they?
Do you think?
Yeah, they're going to be. Well, Rob and Ryan aren't going to be there. They're back in America, aren't they?
Yeah.
Apparently. So you go, the whole thing just, you know, guard of honour, I'm assuming, will happen.
Yeah.
As they come onto the... wonder if they'll have those big gold flags there.
We thought we'd order them anyway.
Get them in anyway. It won't happen, John.
It won't happen.
It's not going to happen. Unfortunately, if it was 4 goals.
Yeah.
If it was a 3-goal swing. A 2-goal swing. Definitely, like, you know, if we'd won the game last week, we were going in needing
going in level pegging with or a point behind.
But it's not last week it's happened, is it? You look at Dagenham and Redbridge,
you could look at the whole season, but particularly February and March.
Dreadful.
Disastrous.
Dreadful. We had no midfield, basically, did we? No midfield. No one sort of put their hand up and said, all right, well, I'll grab this by the scruff of the neck and do it.
Were you a little surprised that Gary Johnson and Aaron Downs didn't invite us to training before the Ulchinger match?
We didn't ask, John.
Because our record attending training...
100% record.
100% win record when we've been to training.
We'd been invited to training and people knew we'd been invited to training. We weren't invited to training.
We weren't.
I think that even more aspersion could be cast at Gary and Aaron's door than it already is. It's not a game, is it? Well, it is a game, but it's people's lives.
Look at the effect we had last time.
Are you claiming the 1-0 v Dagenham earlier in the season, John?
Yeah.
You're claiming that.
We're actually on 43 points. Those 3 points actually belong to me and you.
God, what's annoying, John, is it's such a shit league.
Oh, it's garbage. Yeah.
And it'd be so...
outside of the top three, everybody else is
a stupid
crap. Sleepwalk
into relegation. Like, it's come... we've all... gone, well, we'll pull out of this. And then
there's no time.
For one glorious minute at Dorking, we were out of the relegation zone.
Yeah.
For one beautiful moment.
It's about the time you looked at the league
table. And then Kieran Evans got sent off. And then since then, we've been in the relegation zone. And we're relegated. Well, we aren't. We'll be sad.
We will be. I can't actually believe it's happened.
Oh, God, it's just like I've tried not to get too het up about it because you go, oh, well, it's silly to get cross about it because it's just football. But you go, it just feels like so avoidable.
Completely.
Just feels so avoidable. And I think that's the frustrating thing about it is if we can win 5 games in a row, and we could have won 4 other games
exactly.
At some point in the season.
I didn't quite buy the whole, well, we finally got our team out on the pitch with 7-8 games to go and we couldn't get them in before. They're not the only, there are other players, you know.
There are, well, and also we had other players in the building.
Frank Newball, Kevin Dawson, Jack Stobbs, and they aren't the only players.
No. You just feel
I
like
quite buy that
midfield, the whole midfield.
We just had no midfield all season.
All season, no midfield. We've been Brett McGavin this year.
We've
oofed. We've been Brett McGavin.
Right in our McGavin.
All of us. Oofed. Is he on a 2-year deal, John?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he is definitely. Definitely.
Who else
more
is?
Than one.
Aaron Jarvis is.
Aaron Jarvis
he won't
is.
Stay, we'll sell him. These days, 40 goals.
A lot of these players always have like clauses, don't they?
Yeah.
If you get relegated, then you can speak to... I think Ryan Hansen was on multi-years.
No. They might be all right
Ben
in the National
White.
League South. You never know.
I think was on multi-years. I actually didn't mind Ben White.
I
predict Ben White. He got better.
Ross Marshall. These are all going to be quiz questions in a couple of years' time, John. So I would learn their names now.
As we're all Oh, God, I've forgotten about Ross
Who
Marshall.
Who was that? Tope Fadahunsi. How long was he there for? What was his name? Tope Fadahunsi. Where did he go? Just got disappeared.
Just no idea.
Dylan Crowe. Where did they go? Not told. Oh, anyway, that's the way they run the club, isn't it? So
for some reason.
Anyway, is that the end of it?
That felt quite cathartic. It's
quite cathartic. Quite good to talk about it, wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
What's coming up in the podcast?
Come on,
John?
Let's work it out. Let's not get too down. A little bit down. Well, the good thing is, we've sort of
covered most of it.
But over the last week, we have realised that actually, this wasn't all Torquay United's fault, and Gary Johnson's fault, and Clark Osborne's fault. There have been a number of conspiracies.
There's a lot of other things at play.
This week's episode is a conspiracy hour.
Yeah, we got a few.
Nothing's
an hour. I think we got an hour of them.
Nothing's off the table.
Nope.
All conspiracies.
All theories accepted.
All theories accepted. We've had some on nationalobsession@gmail.com as well. We've had a few.
Yeah.
All the conspiracy theories, cards on the table.
Yeah,
this
is what's been going on.
Because there's
this
been
is
stuff
the real,
happening
this is the real
scenes.
Story.
Yeah, that the liberal media elite aren't reporting.
Don't
on.
Want you to know about the wokerati.
Wake up,
the
sheeple.
Liberal Torbay Weekly elite.
Wake up, Dave Thomas.
Wake up, bastard.
Is he Torbay Weekly?
He's the Torbay Weekly.
Torbay. I can never quite remember.
He has to go off.
He's gone to the Torbay. Yeah,
John. To
he left the Herald
Express.
He has
to go off to. File his copy for the Torbay Weekly.
With a newspaper tucked under his arm.
Which I think he owns.
It's got to go and write my copy for the Torbay
Weekly. Under his arm, yeah. Don't go in there for 5 minutes. I've just filed my copy for the Torbay Weekly.
I've forgotten about that. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
We've got National League news to come as well, because there have been other teams playing, presumably.
Do you see, that's the podcast.
Did you see... and letters as well.
Did you see that, so Truro look like they're going to come. Truro got to play pool tonight, which we were recording on Thursday.
Yes.
Truro play pool. I think they'll win that. Pool, I think Truro are pretty good.
Jake Andrews is pool.
Jake Andrews
is still
pool.
At pool.
Oh, is he? Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
I don't know if he was on loan there.
And Chesham got, and unfortunately, because friends with Alex Horn, and that's his team, they got beaten last night by Bracknell. Bracknell's, it's tin pot, John.
Yeah.
I mean, if Bracknell away is going to be, it's literally in a park. You have to go through a park.
Yes, I think Nigel Adley sent me a picture of it. It looks appalling.
It's proper tin pot. I mean, that's going to be a low point if we have to go there next season. Anyway, it's probably going to be Bracknell v Truro Pool. So if it's Truro, us, Taunton Town, the Peacocks, Yeovil, Western Supermen. I mean, no. Footballers like the M4, M5.
It is.
A303.
It's very West Country based, isn't it?
The Pasty
It'll
League,
be
John.
The
Ginsters National League South. The Ginsterama.
Sponsored by Adge Cutler.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful. I mean, it will be good.
Deceased now, but yeah.
Oh, he died a long time ago.
He did.
He had a crash in his MG Midget, John.
He did.
I think he was drunk.
What? Any ideas?
Blackbird juice.
No idea.
Blackbird, I'll have it. I'd love
Who's
it if we.
Father?
Do you know what? If we can go into the National League South and walk it, that would be beautiful.
It was, yeah.
Will we be the only full time team? Possibly.
Quite possibly. Well, it depends what Yeovil do.
Yeovil, isn't it?
Depends what they do.
Maidstone, plastic pitch.
They're part-time, I think.
Are they?
Yeah.
Do you know who we're going to play again, John? Dover. Having said we'll never... Having said we'll never have to play Dover ever again.
Oh, for God. Going Dover back to Crabble.
Going back to Crabble.
It's not the Crabble. It's Crabble.
Was that pub we went in? That was a good pub.
The Cricketers.
That was a nice pub.
Cat. Yeah.
Look, loads of good away days is the thing.
Eastbourne, Tonbridge Angels,
If Weymouth stay up, that's another one.
Avant, Farnborough, Bath, Emma Hempstead.
Bath, John. Bath, Yeovil, Weymouth, Taunton. It's like a,
it's like a Great Western Railway train journey.
It is. Stopping at, please change it to Tiverton for Taunton Town.
Chippenham.
The Chippenham in it.
Yeah.
This is the absolutely brilliant league. The Ginsterama. It's so good.
It is the Ginsterama.
The Ginsterama National League.
Welling. Oh,
hashtag
Welling,
Ginsterama.
Welling.
We've come up with that. Hashtag the Pasty League.
Back off talky talk. Hampton and Richmond. I can cycle there in 10 minutes.
Oh, that's a good one. The
Quite
Beavers.
Fun. Yeah.
The Beavers.
Welling, look, that was a dump.
It's the
Slough,
only the only
Dover,
thing.
Dulwich
if you Hamlet. Do it, if you go down there and you do well, then it's great fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeovil, yeah. They'll have some money. They'll be trying to do it as well. So it's going to be...
I think it could be tricky.
Could be tricky.
But look, there's also like those other clubs that are just good as well, aren't
they?
Yeah, like
you know, exactly.
Your Dartfords and
Yeah, London-y annoying clubs that attract good players. From...
Alan, hey, if Dartford don't go up because they're in the playoffs, we'll be up against Alan Dowson again.
Oh, the Dowse.
Yeah,
Alan
he'll be
Dowse.
Back.
We can bring back all the old stuff, John. It does really...
Tiny little keepers.
Tiny little keepers. I forgot about them.
Yeah.
Be good to keep hold of some tiny little keepers.
There it's we all are. Coming back,
come on,
whether
John.
We like it or not.
It's all coming back to me. It's all coming back.
Right, should we quickly do some National League news?
Do some National League news,
aside
please,
aside from Altrincham 2, Torquay 2, which we've done. Bromley 2, Chesterfield 0. Didn't expect that because Chesterfield looked very, very good when we played them, but Bromley their way, secured a place in the playoffs, beat Chesterfield 2-0. Didn't see that coming.
No. Well, no. It's very odd scores this time of the season, isn't it, John?
Yeah.
Because people are like, well, we've got to save ourselves basically for the... We've got to save ourselves for the playoffs. So, like Woking lost. I don't know, you'll say that in a minute, I expect.
Oh, Dagenham 0, Halifax 0. Oh, blimey. A boring
Dagenham.
Game, isn't it?
At least we don't have to play Dagenham.
That's true, I won't miss that.
Don't have to play them.
No.
It's good, isn't it?
What else we won't miss? Eastleigh 0, Solihull Moors
0. Eastleigh,
don't have to play Eastleigh.
That's quite good.
Don't have to lose to Eastleigh. Don't have to lose to Solihull Moors.
That's quite good, isn't it?
So, yeah, that's quite fun. Eastleigh 0, Solihull Moors 0. Maidenhead 1, Barnet 1. Agent Allen, I'm afraid to report, has been shot.
Oh.
He's been put up against the wall and shot.
Didn't do
shot
his,
as a traitor.
Why, John? It's still Saturday.
It's true. May have gone a little bit early on that.
You've gone early shooting him.
Can we check? Is he definitely dead?
You shot him, John, and he's still got one game to go.
It would be the ultimate when they lose 7-0 on the final day.
The ultimate Agent Allen.
Guys, can someone make sure they haven't done it yet?
Imagine if they lost 5-1 and we won 3-1. We'd be safe.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
No, we wouldn't. That's a 6-goal swing.
Oh, it's too much. No matter how much you do the maths.
Don't worry about
you
it.
You do the math.
Barnett did go ahead in the 78th minute, but Maidenhead equalised 4 minutes later. You bastards! You never know. Maidstone 2, Notts County 5.
Look, you see, there we are. There's some goals. There's 5 goals.
Big goals from Notts. No, they're not taking a foot off the gas. Although Maidstone are pretty terrible as
I'm
well.
Dreadful, yeah. Well, we'll be playing them next season.
We will be. Scunthorpe
on that
creepy little place.
Smells of trainers.
Scunthorpe 1, Southend 3. Scunthorpe going down with a whimper.
You're
Southend,
going down with
Southend
a win,
still probably unlikely to make the playoffs.
Yep.
They're going to need snookers on the final day to get there. It's between... Basically, between them, Eastleigh and Borehamwood for that final playoff place.
Mm.
With Borehamwood in pole position. Wealdstone 2, Dorking 2. Just that happened. Two teams, nothing on it. Woking 2, Gateshead 1. Woking just trying to keep up the good form.
Going to be interesting
playoffs.
To see them in the playoffs, Woking.
Be
really
disappointing.
If they went up, it'd be very disappointing.
They're not going.
Chesterfield going up. That's my call.
Chesterfield or Notts County, they're so much better
County.
Than every. But I can't see any of those other teams. Barnet, Bromley, Bournemouth, Southend, Eastleigh, whoever does it.
Yeah, Barnet could bloody a nose here or there.
I can't see it. It'll be we'll Notts see. County, Chesterfield. Yeovil 0, Oldham 3. So again, Yeovil down. Oldham just playing for pride. York 2, Aldershot 2. That was annoying. Both teams just sort of doing enough to basically make themselves safe.
Yep.
And Wrexham 3, Borehamwood 1, which was, congratulations.
Congratulations to Wrexham. Lovely. We've had a lovely time with Humphrey Kerr this season. A very nice man. And also... Everything that Rob and Ryan do, they've done it in the right way, haven't they, John? You've been absolute dream owners. And you look, everyone goes, oh, it's absolute, you know, circus, you know. But you go, what do you want an owner to do? Everyone would want it for their club.
If tomorrow you found out that they were buying your club,
Yeah,
you'd take it
absolutely, and
you absolutely would.
It's absolutely everyone would want. And it's, I'm not. Don't buy the fairy tale. I'll tell you what the fairy tale is: them turning up, like yeah. You know, the lottery win of them turning up is that's the fairy tale. The actual buy, I mean, look, you can buy the league. We know that in this division. Congratulations, Wrexham. I don't think we'll ever see you in the non-league again.
Oh, no, that's it.
You know, forever's a long time, John. But you know, you go. Gone. I think they'll walk League Two.
I think so. And then they'll start to possibly maybe take a little bit of time.
League One's tough because you've got loads of teams.
Big teams there.
Yeah, you've got Sheffield Wednesday, you know. Bolton. You've got like loads of big proper teams with money and good players and fan bases. So that's when the with the FFP and all that sort of stuff. And Paul Mullins' contract. Paul Mullins' not getting younger. Ollie Parton, I know they're going to buy other players, but those players that have got them up, a lot of their contracts run out in 25. So you then get into the position of financial fair play, you know. And what does it hold? 10 to 15,000?
About 10 at the moment, and then they're redeveloping the finances.
But they're going to have so much media interest that side of it, they will be able to really you look.
We're going to catch up with Humphrey at
McHuntleth. Yeah, get to League One. Get to League One and see. You know,
we'll discuss this with him.
You can see him in the Championship, though, John, can't you?
He did say I saw him talking after the game, saying that they're all right for now, but as they go further up, they'll probably have to bring in more investors.
Yeah, I mean,
because they don't have the P's as many P's as they have.
Wow,
they don't have the P's to go for like Premier League, for example.
Well, but when you get into the Premier League, you get given 35 million quid at least, you know. So crazy, isn't it? Crazy yeah. money. And then your parachute money, and as long as you run a good ship, then it's imagine if they bought Torquay. They didn't.
But imagine if you're a Hartlepool fan. They could have bought Hartlepool.
What a waste.
And then they didn't. And look, Hartlepool coming down.
What a waste.
Wrexham going up. They stunk the place out.
Absolutely stunk it out. Terrible team. Terrible club. Congratulations, Wrexham.
Yeah,
well done to you. Did we predict Wrexham would win, John? Have we got those league tables?
Well, we do that. And then Tuesday night, Bournemouth 0, Gateshead 2. So that would have given everybody else in the playoff running a bit of...
So they're not definitely playoffs then, Bournemouth?
No, they're not. Because
they normally finish just outside, don't they? Like 9th,
10th? Going into the final game, they're on 69. And then Southend and Eastleigh below them are on 66. So
I think Southend could do that, yeah.
They're on the identical goal difference as well. So they lost the final game, Bournemouth, Southend won. You just never know. You never know. And good to see Gateshead on a bit of form before they play Maidenhead.
Yes.
We're staying 3, Solihull Moors 0. So weird season for Solihull Moors. And Woking 0, Halifax 1. So there's another slip up in there.
Yeah,
I know,
but they're just waiting now, aren't they? Woking just waiting to get into the...
Yeah, well, they've got...
Saving their legs, so. Getting fit, you know, not putting themselves at risk.
Could still get third on the final day.
Yeah, well, we'll see. There we are. Lovely. Well done, the National League. We look forward to Saturday. Well done, the
We're
Banorama.
Looking forward to seeing you again at some point.
Looking forward to being in the Ginsterama. John, what did we say the tables were going to be at the start of the season? Have you got them there?
I have got them here.
Okay, go on then.
Would you like some appropriate music
as well? Yes, please. That sounds nice.
Appropriate music. Let's do it. So you said Aldershot would be 14th. I said 20th. They finished 18th. Not far
right
off.
In the middle there. Right in the middle.
Solihull Moors, you said 12th. I said 5th. They were 14th. So you were pretty close.
Pretty good, yeah. Pretty good.
Altrincham, you said 22nd. I said 21st. They were 16th.
Ooh.
So we had them down.
Yeah.
Maidstone, we both said 23rd. They were 24th.
Right, yeah.
So got that one. Barnet, we both said 10th. They were, they're 5th.
Better than we thought.
Halifax, you said 8th. I said 9th. They were 10th.
Okay, pretty good.
Although, again... The season hasn't quite finished yet.
Pretty
so
good. Pretty good.
Dagenham and Redbridge, we both said 7th. They were 12th. Very disappointing.
They had a bad season for them, yeah.
Gates said, you said 21st. I said 16th. They were 15th.
Ooh, very good, John.
Not
well
bad.
Done.
Dorking, we both said 24th. So we both got egg on our faces because they're 17th.
Yes, well done, Dorking. Congratulations, Dorking.
Yeah, congratulations, Dorking.
John's old team.
Chesterfield, you said 4th. I said 2nd. They were 3rd.
Very good.
Maidenhead, you said 13th. I said 18th. 20th.
So far.
To that final day. Southend, you said 3rd. I said 6th. Currently 8th.
Yeah.
Bournemouth, we both said 8th. They're 7th.
Yes. Spot
Hawkeye
on.
United.
Yes, go on. What did we say, John?
You said sixth.
Oh. Imagine being sixth and losing in the playoffs, John. It'd be beautiful, wouldn't it? Another season of Vanarama.
You said sixth. I said 11th.
Well.
It was 21st.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Oldham, you said 15th. I said 12th. They're 11th. Wildstone, you said 14th. I said 13th. They were 13th. Our first direct
bang.
Hit. Bang.
You know, we know what we're talking about.
Bromley, you said 11th. I said 14th. They're 6th. Wrexham, we both said first. Bang! Congratulations.
That was quite
really
an easy
stuck
one.
Our neck out there.
Who did we both say? Who did you say was going to be 13th and was 13th?
Wildstone.
Oh, very good, John. Well done.
Not bad.
Very good.
Eastleigh, you said 16th. I said 15th. And they are 9th.
Mm.
Woking, you said 17th. I said 4th.
Oh, John.
4th.
Could end up being 4th. That's very good.
York, you said 19th. I said 22nd. They're 19th. A direct hit
for
you. Wow. Yeovil, you said 5th. I said 19th. Oh. I was close.
Yeah.
And Scunthorpe, you said 20th. I said 17th. They're 23rd.
There we are.
Do you know what?
Better than I expected, John.
Not the worst.
Not bad at all. Almost know what we're on about.
Yeah.
Will it be the same in the National League South next year? Next season, we are going to cover the National League and the National... Not a talkie podcast. And the National League South.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
I don't know what we're going to do at the National League, but we will cover it. So if you have joined us from the National League, there will be coverage of it.
We're not going away.
You know, we're going to try and do other bits and pieces, aren't we, John? So that's going to be good fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's all a bit depressing, John. But anyway, pushing on. Is that the end of that bit?
That's it.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to The National Obsession, and it's time for the Conspiracy Theory 5 minutes. Okay. Awesome X-Files music. Nice. I like it.
Because it can't possibly be right that Talk United have gone down.
Absolutely, absolutely wrong.
It's not right. Something's going on behind the scenes.
We've looked into it, and we think there's a few possible reasons. John, what was the first one I said?
Your first conspiracy theory is that we've dropped down on purpose so that Asa Hall can continue to play.
Get another season.
At a suitable level
Get another season out of Asa and Mox.
Yeah.
So we can keep them at the club.
Stranger
because
things have happened.
Because Asa and Gary might be in love.
That was the second part to conspiracy theory. Gary and Asa are secret lovers.
Secret lovers.
And it's reliant on them playing football as a front.
Their smokescreen is that they that they're there at football. And Asa's injured.
Yes.
When he goes missing.
And actually. Yeah.
They're in love and they need the smokescreen of playing football. So we're dropping down to the National League South. Asa gets another season at the club.
It's all a bit convenient, isn't it?
A bit convenient, John, isn't it? So might hold some more to that conspiracy.
Your conspiracy too?
Yeah. What was it?
Mulder and Bloody Scully.
Yes, Mulder and Bloody. Now, I think this one holds water.
Gary Johnson's off to Yeovil.
Just
because he didn't seem very upset at the end of the game.
Just the thought I had.
The post-match Altrincham interview is a bit like, oh, well, you know.
Just a thought I had that Gary might have had enough of the goals and want to finish his career at Yeovil. Mark Cooper has done an absolute dog shit job.
At Yeovil. It's not totally his fault.
And wants to leave, obviously.
He's desperate to get out.
Every single
interview. Please release me.
He's like, well, I hate the club and I hate the players. The fans, absolutely.
You're a bunch of c***s.
basically, so my thought is, who knows the National League South? Who knows Yeovil Town? Who might want out of his current... I don't know either way.
Who's hero worship there?
What's the good narrative? Gary Johnson back to Yeovil Town.
Back to the Glovers.
There we are. One conspiracy two, John.
Conspiracy three?
Yes.
With surrounding Clark Osborne?
Yes.
Because
a lot of people... Look, I don't know... I've never met Clark Osborne. I don't know what he does.
He's the owner.
I don't know why he owns the club. Don't
a
know
lot
why
of people were suspicious whether he even actually existed.
Yes,
until this statement.
Well, we didn't... Our conspiracy is that he is actually an AI.
It's true that I tried it after his statement about the relegation. I put it into ChatGPT. Yeah. Write a statement about talking about his relegation from Clark Osborne. It was bloody identical.
No one's ever seen him.
No
so
one's seen
actually,
him.
Actually, the name Clark Osborne.
And also, it sounds like a name you would make up as well.
Exactly.
If you said to old George Edwards, who's the boss again? Clark Osborne.
And here's a picture of him. A man you've never seen in your life.
Let me just Google a picture of old man. There he is. It's Clark Osborne.
Yeah, got those glasses.
Is that him? Oh, yeah, yeah. And then the thing is, no one's ever seen Clark and George in the room at the same time either.
We've met George.
If you ring Clark Osborne, George nips out of the room.
This is the thing. It's like, I know I've got a friend who pretends to be their own agent.
Does he actually?
Yeah.
Hello.
He would say, hello. Yeah, well, he's not free that day, but I'll ask him. It's a good idea, isn't it?
It's a lovely idea.
Conspiracy 4, John. I don't think it's on your list.
No.
Is that Paul Bastard is Clark Osborne?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Is he? There was a lot of talk
We've
about
never
Paul
seen
this
Clark
because he was sort of he was unmasked Paul this week, wasn't he? There was a lot of pictures of Paul
without his get-up on. Without his gear on.
Yeah.
And the perfect crime, John, isn't it? Paul Bastard. What does he look like? Oh, he wears a hat and shorts.
Holding up a picture.
He's a great looking man. It's just like
Paul
a normal without... just like a normal looking man.
Master spy, you call
Wouldn't
it
an amazing spy. Hidden in plain sight.
So he's like deep cover.
Yeah. He owns the club.
He is Clark Osborne.
Yeah.
It's like some sort of Tinker Tailor soldier spy thing going on. He is Clark Osborne.
Where is Olaf Falafel? Not Falafel. What's his name? Olaf, what's his name?
Gazella.
Olaf Falafel's a friend of ours. Where is Olaf Gazella?
Louis Slough.
Where are these people?
They've all... Maybe they knew too much.
Yeah, they knew too much. They've been disappeared.
You're off to Dorchester.
No, what it was.
You've seen too much.
Olaf. Now, this is where the conspiracy holds water. Paul Bastard sponsors Olaf.
He does.
Right? Olaf's walked in on Paul Bastard talking to George with the keys to Playmore in his hand. Olaf's seen that he is the real Clark Osborne, Paul Bastard. And he's been sent to Dorchester. Right, lose him. He knows
Paul's,
the truth.
Paul's
he knows too
running.
Much.
He's like running a whole
running
thing.
It. He's the puppeteer just of the whole thing.
Like a little marionette.
I don't know what he's hoping to get out of it.
Yeah.
Paul liked it when you could have a pint on the terrace. So he's run,
maybe
the,
that's
he's
what he
run the club
yeah.
down.
That's
so
it.
We can be back in the National League South. Listen, you've proved it otherwise, John.
Exactly.
These are all conspiracy theories, by the way. They're not. None of this is true, so you can't sue us.
Do you want...
can we be sued for any of this, John?
I think we can absolutely be sued.
Can you check a lot of this legally, please?
We absolutely can be sued.
For what? Can you beep out the bits that will get us sued, John?
No.
You should know this sort of thing.
It was all...
it's all made up. It's all stories.
Yeah, yeah,
it's all
exactly.
stories.
Would you like Clive Hayward's conspiracy theory?
Yes, please.
Because
yeah,
we did
thank
ask
you.
For some, and Clive sent us one, and this is a very, very good
is it point. Cold water?
I'd say so. He says, Talk United have a squad for the ages and their relegation makes no sense. The likes of Ali Omar, Dylan Crowe, Ryan Hansen are playing way below their natural home in the Championship. And if we'd seen more of them, Notts County would be anxiously looking over their shoulders. And that's when I first started to get suspicious,
says
Clive. Yeah. Sign great players, but leave them on the bench. Mm-hmm. All those late goals conceded.
Yeah.
Corey Andrews. Mm-hmm. There's definitely more to this than meets the eye. It comes down, as always, to money. It's all about trains and beer. It turns out that Great Western Trains and the Sainsbury's Sainsbury's at Paddington have been slipping influential people at Playmore large sums of money in the occasional Scotchhead four-pack to ensure a bottom four finish.
Whoa.
So that everybody has to keep using the old Great Western trains, isn't it?
Of course.
In a match-fixing scandal that would make Sepp Blatter blush, the two corporations have ensured that Torquay's enormous, thirsty travelling support will never get to go north of Oxford again. Although cross-country trains and the Three Pigeons pub in Halifax are rumoured to be considering legal action, we've been stitched up good and proper.
Wow.
Luckily, the season is over now. Just to perplex Wrexham, my boy and I will be in Wales this weekend for more Bloody Baker in the Huntleth on the ice, Clive. So, yeah, he's going to be in
the Clive. And
but
actually,
yeah,
this holds water because who's been one of the sort of big names this season in the fans, John?
Jules Nixon. Clive Hayward.
Clive Hayward. No, Jules Nixon. Drinking on trains.
Yeah.
Drinking on trains or running tings on trains. Pulling the strings.
So it's Jules.
Jules is in
the puppet master.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe he wants it to go down. Maybe he's run out of.
Because he lives in sort of. He's got a. Maybe he's got a southeast somewhere.
Maybe
isn't
he works for the trains and he gets free travel on the Great Western Railways.
Yes.
And all these teams on the M4, M5. And
suddenly he saw Rochdale coming down. I thought, I can't be having this.
I can't be doing this. I can't be going there.
Hartlepool coming
so
back
he's
down.
Taunton, Western Supermare, Weymouth.
Oh my God.
Truro.
It's just unravelling.
It's unravelling in front of our eyes, John.
Like
all these things hold water.
The cat that's just pulled on the ball of string.
It
all, it's all just...
It's all true. Or not. We don't know.
Or it's all a joke for a podcast for legal reasons.
For legal reasons. None of this is true.
Jeez. Mm. Well, look, we're on to it now.
We're on to
you.
And now,
they'll start pulling
away.
Yeah.
You know, just, oh no,
panic.
No, none of that. None of that. Absolutely none of that. There we go. A few.
They'll probably wheel Clark Osborne.
Yeah, they'll get an interview or something. They'll find that bloke from that image.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
Interesting.
Very interesting, John. There we are. That's the conspiracy theories for this season. If you've got any, send us them. It's the new section.
Nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Conspiracy theories.
Nothing is too out there.
We'll listen to it. Whatever you've got.
Exactly.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You're listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for letters from a listener. Where you go, will you send back a letter from a listener? Any letters, John?
I just can't get my mind's been blown by the conspiracy. Oh, well, I don't know if I can even concentrate.
Can you even think straight now?
I feel like what I worry about now is we've seen too much.
When
we're
going to
walk out of the building here and
you know they say follow the money.
We'll be grabbed.
Follow the money, you know. And you think, where is it?
And so it begins.
And, yeah, exactly.
Dot, dot, dot.
It's just a little bit too neat, isn't it? Some of it. A little bit too neat. Right. Come on, then.
Simon Cook.
Oh, on the ice, Simon.
You say...
Captain Cook.
Captain Cook. Must be. Good evening, gents. I write this whilst currently abroad on a family holiday. Ooh,
get you. Yeah, that's nice.
Whilst I've been away, I managed to get two Wrexham games shown on the big screens at the hotel.
Right.
Wrexham fan. Introducing a whole host of people
You're welcome, Simon. But you will not want us next season, so, you know.
He's introduced a whole host of people to the delights of the National League. The main question I kept getting asked, though, was, are the referees always this bad?
Nah.
I think we all know the answer to that, don't we, says Simon.
Just have to suck it up, don't you? Get on with it.
We fly home tomorrow, landing in Heathrow on Saturday before a drive back to Wrexham in time to hopefully watch the town clinch promotion.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, he saw it, must have done.
Yeah, very nice.
We can hopefully then send the lads off on holiday and let some of the supporters have a game against Torquay.
Yes.
I'd love for Torquay to stay up, not a Torquay podcast. I know, as I've been keeping an eye on your results.
Oh, that's nice.
If this does turn out to be the end of our time in the National League, I'll still continue to listen to your podcast.
Oh,
as it always brightens
you.
Up my day.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And I want to say thanks for the great work you do. Thank you, Simon.
Thank you, Simon. That's really kind.
My highlight this year was hearing you at Torquay training. I've heard it was the players' highlight as well.
Well, it was a good...
It was clear how much you're enjoying yourselves. Keep up the great work.
It was a really good thing to do, and we're so appreciative of being allowed to do that, you know, and...
I just think it was an oversight, not just even thinking about just getting us back
in. Well, John, I expect if we'd have asked, you know, they're very nice people.
That is Simon's... Simon, thank you very, very much indeed.
How many letters is that from
His
Simon?
Third email.
Chugunk. What number is he, John?
70-something.
70-something
I'm
going
to put it in the spreadsheet when
I
get home.
And he is Wrexham Foff, to be honest, because we haven't got any others.
The Captain Cook.
Captain Cook, there we are. Off he goes. Congratulations.
Spitball idea. Gets in touch. Says on the ice, gents. This is a quicker one than my last two, I promise. I want to thank you both for taking the time to make the podcast and the tolerance to read my dumb letters. Here's an equation for you. Charlie plus John equal legends.
Yeah.
Love it.
We'd like that on a T-shirt, John.
Regardless of what happens, I'm looking forward to you covering the National League or North or South next year. Even as a Wrexham fan, I'll be catching up on the podcast. Thanks.
Oh,
spitball
good.
Idea,
good.
AKA
hey, Spitball.
Brock Spitball. Thank
Thanks
you.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate
I think
it.
That could be Spitball's third letter.
Spitball. Chugunk.
Spitball. Isn't that Pitbull?
Spitball. I don't know.
Mr. Worldwide.
I don't know. I don't know a lot of modern music.
Oh, well. No
three and ten
yeah,
for Pitbull.
Pitbull. I'm just going to put Pitbull into
here. I think the
on the basis they must have some on the.
I think
Virgin
the Pop
Radio.
Master. I think the Pop Master TV show is going to be a disaster, John.
I think it's going to be dog shit.
Yeah, utter disaster.
Ken is completely the wrong host
for it. Out of his depth. Out of his depth completely.
Absolutely going to be awful. He's not very visual, Ken.
Well, look, we'll find out. Let's not write old men off. But I don't think it's going to be great. I think it's a radio format.
That is Spitball's third letter.
Chicken.
Here you go. Spitball just for you.
Pitbull Foff. Oh, I like it. I'm into it.
Spitball.
I mean, what is this?
Just, I don't know.
Just holiday music, isn't it?
It's Mr. Worldwide. It's Pitbull.
Spitball.
Spitball.
Woo! Nice.
A load of rubbish.
Anyway, holiday music, isn't it, that? Down by the pool.
Yes, I will have a margarita.
Yes, lovely. Go on in. Lovely.
Adam Griffith says, morning, guys.
Morning.
A quick one from me while I'm trying to hide in work after a superb weekend. Is it out of the question that Maidenhead lose 5-0 to a Gateshead team that have turned into Brazil lately and Torquay beat a severely hungover Wrexham 3-0? I certainly wouldn't be mad if that happened. Looking forward to coming down on Friday. Adam, he is a Wrexham fan. A lot of Wrexham fans.
A lot of Wrexham fans. They're high on life.
Rhea Foff Amnesty, which we mentioned last week.
Oh, yes.
Where's my number?
Oh, okay.
Three for Adam.
Loads of Foffs being given out. Foffs that we'll never see ever again.
I know.
Because they're going
three
into the
Wrexham Foffs there. That's ludicrous, isn't it?
Okay. Lovely stuff. Well done.
Andy Wells, another bloody Wrexham fan. Tunbridge says, going up as champions has a downside. Saying goodbye to the Natobs pod. We don't have to.
Well, he's going to.
But like a child moving up to big school, this is one of those life things I'll have to accept.
Yeah.
What about my fourth number, 60? Is it put on a free transfer to a deserving newbie from Ebbsfleet or filed? On reflection, no, I think once a Foff, always a Foff, and I'd like to be on the retain list.
All right, Ebbsfleet up, John.
They went up as champions.
Car Park C.
Yeah.
No, Car Park C.
They're up.
Oh, they're up into the... Oh, we're below Ebbsfleet.
That's
we're
where
in,
we are.
We're in Car Park D.
Go Ebbsfleet and below that.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, Andy says, he'll still be listening in as we travel to places that will still feel non-league, like Crawley, Forest Green, Salford, Barrow and Harrogate. Andy Wells.
Just for the Harrogate. Yeah, sure.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Two divisions below Harrogate we are.
Do you want a talkie, fan?
Two divisions below Sutton United.
Chronic, isn't it?
Oof. We used to be in League One, John.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Played
Chris
Sheffield
Waddle
Wednesday,
played for us.
A level playing field.
Level playing
Hillsborough.
Hillsborough. Same division. Unbelievable. It'll come back. The good times will come back.
It will come back.
Yeah. I'm going to enter the Euromillions. I'm going to win the Euromillions.
Is that your...
I'm putting my whole energy into it. My whole vibe.
We've got some more letters, but
yeah?
I'm aware that we've been wanging on for a long time.
I don't know.
I could do them next week if you want.
Why not?
Let's say
in Machynlleth.
In Machynlleth.
We'll do them on Sunday in Machynlleth, Wales.
Let's do that.
Thanks for sending in your letters.
Thank you so much.
How do people send in a letter, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Lovely stuff.
For your conspiracy theories.
Thank you very much for your conspiracy theories. Send those in. Thanks for all your nice letters this week. Next week will be our last episode of the season.
I suppose
live
it
from
is,
Wales.
Yeah. We don't care about the playoffs.
Not a talkie podcast.
Not bothered.
Perhaps we'll...
Yeah, keep
will
your we? Playoffs.
Shit, playoffs. No one gives a shit. Will we be covering the playoffs, John? Goes on forever, doesn't it? To the end of May or something? Maybe we'll do two
we could
more.
Do like, we could do one more.
A roundup. End of season
after
roundup.
The playoffs.
At some point.
Maybe.
Let's just see what happens. Right.
I think probably season ender next week.
Next
Who
week.
Gives a fuck?
There we are. It'd be very Natob's pod not to carry on from there. And then we'll be back, of course, proper when we've got any sort of semblance of enjoying football again. Is that it, John?
That's it.
On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.